The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
It is clear now that the rumblings we were hearing about Ted Thompson finally opening his wallet in free agency were a big fat lie. Well, or that he, Jason's like, no, it was a lie. Just settle down. Would you hear what I have to say? You be quiet over there. Or that if he thought he was going to have, because what do you mean they can't hear me anyway? I can hear you. Perhaps Thompson was open to what I would call the Sean Jones, Santana Dotson type defensive free agents. By the way, DeMarcus Ware is gone too. You heard that now, right? Well, Denver. Yeah. Denver seems to be loading up, and apparently they realize you do need a great defense. The greatest offense of all time, apparently not enough to win a Super Bowl. It will get you to one. Well, they're making moves. I'm signing Mike Neal. I mean, I think it's a good thing, but so far what they've done is they've the two biggest free agency splashes are keeping Neal and Shields, which is not a change at all from previous years. I just still think he is too conservative. I don't have a problem. Look, I don't have a problem with not overpaying for some of these guys that aren't going to change a team. He's right that way. Unless he was hoping that some of these guys were going to fall more to that middle range, and it does make it difficult because teams do ridiculously overpay, and it raises the price of everything. It's an economics lesson to be had there. Raise the minimum wage, and jobs that don't have the value of $12, $13, $14 an hour start paying $12, $13, $14 an hour, but that negatively impacts the economy. Paying ridiculous amounts of dollars to defensive players who aren't going to dramatically transform your defense or your team, you just inflate the market. Baseball first saw this. Remember when guys with a below 500 record, pitchers the years previous, would get these ridiculous contracts? So part of me applauds Thompson for being frugal, but I think you have to do something. All of the guys that we were dreaming about are pretty much gone now. In terms of on the defensive line, I don't know. When McCarthy felt that a championship window was opening after the season ended at Lambeau Field against San Francisco, I just was sure that meant, yeah, we're going to spend some money to get a defense to go with a great offense. I don't know. It's frustrating to me. I want to start with this. This is a story that probably not a lot of talk shows are talking about. I know some talk shows are talking about it, but I think it's a fascinating topic. And it's something that I think people are aware of, but almost never think of. When you buy a new car, you are buying a Ford or a Mercedes or a Lexus. Okay, hit the luxury cars. Or a Chevy or a Pontiac or whatever, but you're buying them from a local car dealer. It has been this way almost since the inception of car sales. There are not direct sales. There are Ford, GM, Chrysler, Lexus, Mercedes, whatever you can think of, has franchise agreements with car dealerships all over America. Enter Tesla. Tesla is the actually controversial electric car that has gotten a boatload of government subsidies. It has a very high market capitalization right now, but many observers believe it's overinflated and that its stock is overinflated and that it wouldn't even be around if the federal government hadn't propped it up with subsidies, tax credits, and that sort of thing. Tesla has a different model, business model I'm talking about. Tesla wants to sell directly to you. This creates a situation in America because in many states you can't do that. This is the story yesterday from the LA Times. The strategy of Tesla Motors to sell its electric Model S sports sedan through company-owned stores took a hit this week when New Jersey required that autos sold in the state have to move through a middleman, namely a dealer, at the urging of auto dealers. Surprise. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission changed a rule Tuesday to require a franchise license to sell new cars in the state. Tesla has two company-owned stores in Jersey, in Short Hills and Paramus, that were operating under different licenses. Tesla can continue to sell cars at those sites until April 1st. Then it will have to open franchise dealers or have its Jersey customers take delivery elsewhere. Tesla has not announced its plans. Yeah, it's a nice-looking car. The change irked Tesla, which claims New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's administration went back on its word to delay such a regulatory change so the issue could be debated by the state's legislature. Christie's office disagrees, says the rule doesn't actually change existing policy, but rather cleans up regulatory language to make it clear that auto companies can't sell cars directly to consumers in New Jersey. Now, here's a quote from Tesla. This sales model is not just a matter of selling more cars and providing optimum consumer choice for Americans, but it is also about educating consumers about the benefits of going electric, which is central to our mission to accelerate the shift to sustainable transportation, a new paradigm in automotive technology, Tesla said in a statement. Texas and Arizona also ban automakers from selling cars directly to consumers. California allows manufacturers to operate their own stores if they don't already have a dealer network for the brand or if it is a temporary ownership of a year or less. Here's a piece in the Washington Post that addresses the larger issue. Of whether or not any automaker, not just Tesla, but Ford, GM, Chrysler, should be able to sell cars directly to you. This is Charles Lane. Tesla Motors, the California-based electric car startup, is anything but an epitome of American-style free market entrepreneurship. Its Model S performed and sold better than many critics, this one included, that's him talking, expected. Ditto for its stock price, which is more than $240 per share, though the company's market capitalization of nearly $29 billion, half that of Ford, strikes many critics, this one included, as unsustainable. But Tesla's success would have been impossible without a big assist from government. $465 million low-interest energy department loans since repaid, substantial tax credits for purchasers, tens of millions of dollars worth of air pollution credits awarded by California regulators to Tesla and sold to competitors who under state law had to buy them. The dubious policy rationale is that a shift to electric cars would lower carbon emissions significantly and that the way to achieve such a shift is by subsidizing the manufacture and sale of a luxury vehicle that only the 1% can afford. In one important respect, however, Tesla stands on the side of the free market angels. The company's business plan calls for selling vehicles directly to consumers rather than through auto dealers, a major challenge to the dealer's costly outmoded monopoly on new car sales in the U.S. State laws generally prohibit anyone but a licensed franchisee from selling new cars. A 2000 report by a Goldman Sachs analyst estimated that direct sales from the manufacturer would have would save consumers $2,200 per new car, assuming an average vehicle price of $26,000. So far, Tesla's effort has met with mixed success. It has opened stores in Minnesota, Massachusetts, and Washington, but struck out in Texas and Arizona. Virginia rebuffed Tesla's plan for an outlet in Tyson's Corner last year. Tesla sued but withdrew the lawsuit in return for a chance to apply for a dealership. The company's most recent defeat came Tuesday when the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission adopted a rule that would effectively force Tesla to close two stores in the Garden State. A Tesla spokesman called it an affront to the very concept of a free market, which is hypocritical coming from a government-backed firm, but absolutely true. The dealer-based, now listen, he makes the case that the dealer-based distributional system is outmoded. Listen carefully to this. The dealer-based distributional system divides the U.S. into sales territories, each one allocated to a dealer, on the theory that a protected market compensates for the risk of investing in a brick-and-mortar building and holding a large inventory of cars. Long ago, this business model might have made sense, but today technology takes much of the risk out of inventory management and enables consumers to understand their choices without help from a commissioned salesman. In fact, the Consumer Federation of America reported last year the misrepresentation in advertising or sales of new and used cars, lemons, faulty repairs, leasing, and towing disputes was the top source of consumer complaints to state officials, as it had been in previous years. The dealer-based system was obsolescent even before the internet, which is why Detroit automakers tried to streamline it decades ago, only to be thwarted when dealers turned to state legislatures for protection. As web-based retail sales of other products began to take off in 1999, a GM executive said publicly that 80% of new car sales would be factory direct orders made online by 2003. He forgot about the dealer lobby, which mobilized to win state bans on internet sales by anyone except an existing licensed dealer. The law's purpose and effect is to head off innovation. Of course, changes might make their car buying experience more pleasant and less expensive for consumers, but cut dealers' profits or put them out of business altogether. This is why Tesla is seen as dealers see Tesla as a mortal threat and are fighting it accordingly. Meanwhile, even more radical alternatives to conventional dealerships are in the works. Many were on display at the just-completed three-day Hackamotive Conference in Santa Monica, California, sponsored by the automotive website Edmunds.com. According to the New York Times, one new system, Carvoyant, provides a secure means of test driving new cars without a salesperson, thus refuting a frequently made argument for the necessity of dealerships. The stage is set for a protracted political and regulatory warfare between car dealers and disruptive market entrants. Given the dealers' proven clout, it would be unwise to bet heavily against them. Still, Tesla chief executive Elon Musk may be that rare individual who can afford to fight the dealers and can't afford to lose. I'm no fan of his electric car dreams or the government subsidies that have enabled them. But in this battle, I'm rooting for him, writes Charles Lane. So am I. I believe it is an outdated notion. I believe it would be cheaper to buy new cars factory direct given the choice. I understand a lot of people listening who work around car dealerships right now are going to disagree with me. One of the things the media, including radio, has learned, you still can't fight the tide. I mentioned this the other day on one of the after-show videos, that on-demand that you get with a computer is driving everything. McDonald's is starting to go on-demand. Consumers want to do it their way, at their time, on their location. And at some point, there are going to be enough states that say, yeah, go ahead, sell direct, factory direct. Look, here's what car dealerships are afraid of, that you'll have the choice. Why shouldn't you have the choice to go factory direct? If you want to go talk to a sales rep, that's your choice. What the big box electronics stores found out, they know which choice consumers will make. And it may be true even for a big ticket item like an automobile. I believe in 2014, it is time for states to allow automakers. And look, the market will decide what happens, whether dealerships survive. Dealerships, however, are a powerful lobby, and they've been fighting this. And I'm sure there are car dealerships listening right now who are screaming at the radio. What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I disagree with what New Jersey did. I disagree with the laws that say automobile makers can't sell factory direct. Now, there is another side of this argument, and I'll get to that in 5 minutes, and we'll take your calls. It's 921.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.